All right, so here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio Online. This is the Wednesday call / episode taken care of by Mr. Winfrey, located in Sedona, Arizona. He will be here shortly. Myself, my name is Gijs Minderhout. I'm located in California, in Megalia. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We had some people here on the phone line here. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Catherine from California.
I welcome you, Catherine.
Thank you.
All right. Who else?
John from Las Vegas.
Good evening to you, John. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Good evening, hi. It's Cleo from Connecticut.
Good evening to you, Cleo. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all for being here. Anyone else? You can stay in the background. That's fine. Thank you for being here.
Hello. Hi, everyone. It's Susan in Virginia.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Today is September the 28th, 2016. Wednesday on planet Earth. And tonight's call will be regarding the questions that have been submitted by all of you who are listening. We do three conference calls a week, conference calls / radio shows. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice, everybody.
Good evening, Don, and welcome to the call.
Thanks.
All right. All right, it was another hot day here in California, well, Northern California. I guess we're going to have some rain coming over the weekend.
Is your drought alleviated all out there? Or?
Yeah, we had quite a bit of rain over the rain season, so
okay.
There's no reason to complain, I believe.
Interesting call on Monday with Jim McCurdy.
One, two, three. All right. All right, I welcome all those folks that are here through listening in through PBS Radio. Thank you for participating with this call. We are at the clock, let's see, 6:01 in the meantime, and we will be patient waiting for our host, Winfrey, and his co-host, Terry Brown, to be here shortly. All right, the email just came in. Happy Wednesday. Tonight's the night where you can submit questions and Terry channels the answers. Some of these shows are epic. You never know what's going to happen. As usual, always use your discernment with regard to the answers to the questions. As stated in the announcement email. All right. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's John Mananda.
Dan Mananda, welcome to the call.
Hi, thank you.
All right, and I heard a lady's voice.
That was Terry.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. And welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Chone, Rhode Island.
So, Joan, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Ice.
All right, thank you for being here. All right. Vin will be here shortly, Terry?
Yes.
All right.
I hear this helicopter.
Yes. All right. Good evening, Wynn. Thank you for being here.
Uh-oh.
And more people have joined in after Wynn. Welcome to the call. If you have a chance, please say name and location.
Hi, this is Bonnie in Corona.
Hello, Bonnie. Welcome to the call.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm glad to be here.
Good. Who else joined in? Please say name and location. If you want to.
Is Terry here?
Yeah.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
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 Nice to hear you.
Yeah. I spent the afternoon at the bank straightening out the business account.
Oh, wait a second. Let me turn on the recording so everyone can know.
Well, we are live on BBS. I welcome all those on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here, Wynn. We are at 6:05, and I'm going to mute the line.
This conference is being recorded. All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right, September 28th, 6:05, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And, Since I like being controversial, I thought I'd just do a quick take on this call and make a couple of comments. Some of you get mad at me, but this is your chance to also voice your opinion. But I'm going to unmute everybody and say...
All callers are unmuted.
How many of you listened to the debate?
I did.
Now... not thinking of who you're going to vote for or what candidate you favor, just in terms of the debate, how many of you thought Hillary won?
No.
Uh-oh. Morgan, where are you?
She had an earpiece, if you didn't notice. Which is cheating, actually.
All right. How many of you thought Trump won?
I did.
What was the question? I just got it.
How many of you thought it was a draw?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think they made it.
Okay.
Lost.
It's a boring
lost.
Yeah.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Can you do something to your mic, Wynn?
Pardon me?
You don't sound so clear.
I don't. Oh. Hang on a second. Thought I had another mic here. Oh, here's another mic. I'll tell you what. Tell me if this sounds better. I'm just going to switch, okay?
All right. So we hang in here for a moment as we get the technical issue resolved. Thank you all for being here. Let's see.
Hello?
Yes.
Is this better?
This is better, yes.
Much better?
Yes.
All right. Okay, this is a $30 mic compared to the $60 mic. You see that? So, you know, just to share from a couple things from my perspective. And I guess I'm not going to, I guess everyone that's mad at me isn't coming to the calls anymore. But I don't think, to look at what's going on in our country right now, most of you have not done all the research that I've done, and also Terry has done, on what's going on in the world. And I don't like to focus on it, although sometimes I allude to it. And quite frankly, it is beyond everyone's wildest imagination what's actually happening. And how extensive what we call the negative has been programming our reality for many, many, many years, probably maybe thousands, but in current time, at least that I can keep track of, 100. And almost everything we have been taught in school about history is jaded. Almost everything we see on TV is jaded. A huge amount of stuff on the internet is jaded, and it takes a lot of research to figure out what's jaded and what isn't, because what's jaded is presented and framed in ways that make it look positive. And I certainly have been fooled by those things, especially when I was younger. It's like the extent of it is so amazing that you have to make a concerted effort of being open-minded and researching the internet. And then even when you're researching the internet, you have to use laser discernment, because it is very, very, very hard to figure out what you can trust on the internet, what's disinformation, what is truly coming from higher sources, what is coming from negative sources that are attempting to look like higher sources, which happens all the time, and how do you figure that out? I hope that we set a reference point on these calls of a standard that help you make those discernments. I don't want to make them. I mean, people ask me, are these guys positive? Even if I know, I may not want to say, because if you believe me, let's suppose I go negative. I could. Suppose they clone me, which they do with people. Suppose I'm replaced because I get too many people paying attention to me. How are we going to know that happened, okay? It's really subtle. I hope some of you would know, but some of you wouldn't, because what happens is you pay attention to me, and we do a good job here, and we bring through the Elohim. I don't think I'm going to get replaced because I'm too hard-nosed, but I don't know what the limitations of their programs are. And I do have a strong feeling people get replaced. And I don't have all the answers about that. I know a little bit how it occurs, but The point is, if I start sharing all that stuff, it scares. I occasionally on some of my mailings, I put out links to go to. Usually, I think I've come to the conclusion those links are positive, and I usually have a lot of reasons rather than my feelings, or you know, or for example, I've heard some people say, "I know it's true in my heart." Okay. And I've heard them say that. I know they believe it. And I know they're also wrong. I know it. And so that's not a good enough criteria. Because you know why it's not a good enough criteria? Because the negative is in the fourth dimension, density, which is the area of the heart. And the fifth density is the area of wisdom. And it takes an incredible amount of wisdom to figure these things out. And you can't just follow your heart. It's just one signal that goes into you. How many women, and maybe men too, followed their heart and said, "Oh, I'm in love," and end up with the most disastrously relationship imaginable because they couldn't really read the person. They can only read their feelings of swooning. I've done it, you know. I'm sure some of you have done it. So following your heart is better than not following it. You'll probably make more better choices than not if you follow your heart. But it is not the standard of excellence. And it's like you have to be constantly scrutinizing. Jesus made one of the best, and I've attracted this. I knew this was true when I read it years ago. I just knew it was true because it makes sense. It makes too much sense. You'll know them by their fruits. In other words, somebody's doing something. Are they just giving pronouncements that seem to be inspiring? Or are they creating positive change for people? And I know that we are creating positive change. I know it. I get constant emails from people hanging with us for years, and they hold the energy. And that's one way that I have validated our own work, the positive changes that it produces in other people. How can you argue with that? If we say something wise, and you adopt it, and you say, and you improve your life, how can you argue with that? you know, you don't have to say, "I'm following my heart. I did something that changed my life." If you feel energies on the line, and feel a sense of lovingness on the line, like somebody's loving you, and I say, "I think that's our group souls coming in," and they say that's them, well, regardless of whether I'm right about who it is, you're getting a feeling of being loved without needing another human there. That doesn't mean that other humans aren't extremely valuable loving you. They are. But sometimes that's hard to find in your life. So that's another, "By your fruits you shall be known." When Jesus said, he said something to the effect, somebody asked him, and I'm not quoting Jesus because I'm relating to him as a Messiah or as always right. When you read the Bible, when I read the Bible, I don't even know what Jesus said and what's added to it. And when I first read the Bible, I said, "I'm only going to believe what I can validate for myself." And I know there was all this great wisdom in it. I knew some of the things Jesus was saying that were very deep, and I was having those experiences. This was like 25 years ago. And I said, "Okay, I'm having the same experiences that he's talking about." I could see the wisdoms that he would say. So I knew it was true. I couldn't argue with it, you know, for me. And it was fascinating, like, so how does it all fit together? And if you've listened to the calls for a while, we have fitted it together. We have calls where we've really figured out the mystery to a greater extent than anything I've ever heard, the mystery of Jesus. Okay, so does that mean that if somebody says I'm channeling Jesus, that they are, or I'm channeling Sananda, that they are, and that Sananda is Jesus talking to us? How do you know it's not a trickster? It's like, can you use it and change your life? You know, we don't make these overarching pronouncements. Like, you know, you have to love each other, and you have to love God, and surrender, and you are the beautiful children. This is all true. You are the beautiful children. You are coming to these calls, and me and Terry, we are the beautiful people that are helping to anchor these energies in this realm. I believe that's true. But you know what? All of us know why patronize ourselves, because we are the beautiful people, and simultaneously, we are not beautiful. We all have our garbage. We all have our shadows. You know, there's a great quote from Carl Jung that I read, which I meant to send out today, about those people that are just looking for light beings and trying to be saved by light. This is my paraphrase. It's much better when he said it. Are trying to be saved are actually, you know, until somebody is dealing with their shadow side, they haven't even begun. And part of bringing all this stuff up, all this beautiful stuff up, is as you access the light shines on your shadow side, and it brings it to the surface. You know, oftentimes, we have to work through a lot of garbage while that is happening. So it's not simple. And I don't pretend to be anything other than what I am when I show up on these calls and what we share and how I present myself. You really, there's not something to follow here. I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm willing to stand in the middle of nowhere and say, what am I going to say tonight? And I don't rehearse for these calls. Terry doesn't rehearse. We are walking in the middle of the moment. And that's what our sources say, and I experience that. The moment. The moment. Everything is in the moment. The closer you get to the moment, the closer you get to living in truth, and the closer you get to being a beacon for other people to live in truth. I know that's true. And you don't, you know, whether you, so in any case, going back to Hillary and Trump and all of these negative forces, the shadow forces that have been in control of our planet, and even duping the best of the best, as I see it, it seems to me Hillary is almost 100% under their control. And if you look at her background, you look at the things that have happened in her past, from the emails to the murders to the Benghazi to the way she'll say, you know, she has the ability to say things really passionately and make people feel they're part of it. She and Bill both. And I remember when they became president, when he became president, I was really enthused. I thought they were loving. I thought they were radiant. And I thought they were part of the new age that was going to change the world. And I couldn't have been further from the truth. Okay? So I was duped. And then I had hope for Obama. And again, I was duped. And that Obama, as far as I'm concerned, is almost totally controlled. And on the debate, I thought Hillary won the debate because she was holding her own, looking poised, and flustering Donald. And she knew how to play him, and she knew how to get him mad. And she got him mad, and he kept interrupting her. And she ended up looking better than he. But it's like, can Donald actually make America great? Can he rise above all the forces that influence the president, in, up to and including threatening their families, that if they don't do what they want, they're going to destroy their families? I mean, it's like, is that possible? I don't know. But I know that Hillary is under their control. I know that Obama's under their control. Some of you know this as well. And so, and I know Trump can be an oof, oof, O-A-F, oof. And he can stick his foot in his mouth. And he speaks what he thinks without thinking about it. You know, he's not very manipulative. I'm hoping against hope, if he happens to get elected, he'll get the right set of advisors around him. And he's smart enough to do that. And I hope that he can withstand getting intimidated or killed or cloned and replaced. And that maybe there's enough people in the political scene that wished there was someone that would stand up against the negative that will support him, because I don't believe he's being controlled anywhere near. You know, he may have some wrong ideas, but he is brutally independent and very pushy. And some people on our calls have said he's going to be a Hitler. I mean, that probably is the realm of possibilities. But I think that the other possibility is that he will carry the hearts of the people. You know, Hitler, when he first started, carried the hearts of the people. He changed the economy of Germany. He brought loads of prosperity. And that somehow he got involved in negative occult groups that had the idea of creating a super race. And you know what? That's exactly what the negative wants to do right now. You know, they want to destroy. You don't have to believe this. Do your own research. Do your own research on this. But there's enough evidence that they would like to destroy, remove 75% of the population, and that the 25% that survives will be those with the extraordinary qualities that have the clever, the survival of the fittest, so to speak. No compassion there. And why do we have chemtrails? Why do we have GMOs? Why do we have all these laws in place that give the president power to violate habeas corpus, arrest people, and not tell anyone that they were arrested? I mean, you start looking at the internet, you'll find things like homeless people disappearing from places. You'll find stories of, like, in Vietnam, how they used Agent Orange on civilians and our troops in a way that would impact them or kill for the rest of their lives. Or uranium, I think, in one of the more recent Middle Eastern countries, and everybody's coming back poisoned with uranium. You know, they don't care. They don't care as long as they don't get caught. And they do, they're becoming more and more blatant about what they do, because they have been totally tricking the masses and the people that watch TV all the time to find out what's happening. So you have to go deeper than that. I'm not going to tell you what to think. I'll tell you what my opinion is. And if you're going to want to counter me, because sometimes this inspires some emails from people that want to counter, be sure you do your own research. And And it's very hard to prove this, because what happens is people develop role models and people that say certain things, and they say, well, David Wilcox says this, and David Icke says this, and Alex Jones says this, and no matter what anyone says, if it's going to be important to you, spend more time validating it than just quoting them, because, and certainly it's true with me just as much as anyone else. I can spend time talking about these things, but the most important thing we do is we bring in the Elohim and Ra groups. We bring them in as a frequency that we can experience, and we help you and we help ourselves tune in to those groups and to our own ability to co-create in this realm. And instead of like looking at all the negative, you have to be aware enough of the negative so you don't step in it. It's like dog do all over the place, and it doesn't look negative. They try to make it look positive. Unless
yeah,
you're...
You know, if I could...
Unless you're... Go ahead.
Here, that if you do research on the internet and you come up with... videos that are detrimental to either Trump or Hillary, and then really use your intelligence to say, is what they are saying correct? I'll give you an example. There was a video of Hillary getting in the van and fainting sort of as she got in the van after she left 9/11 scene. And there was this video up there that has the van coming.
She was stumbling into the van. Many of you saw it. It's like she was being lifted into the van after a ceremony, and it looked like she was just about passed out. Okay, so go ahead, Terry.
It said that this one video said that was staged because, and then they showed it coming from the reverse direction as if they were rehearsing it, her stumbling, getting in the van from one direction and then the other. But if you really use your smarts, when you looked at that, you could see that somebody just reversed the video, the real video, the original video. They just reversed it because all of the background was reversed. And there was another one with her looking cross-eyed, with Hillary looking cross-eyed, but it was just her eyes that were moving. It's impossible for the eyes to move and cross and do different things without the supporting muscles under the eyes and around the face supporting that motion, and the muscles around her face didn't support that, so it was something that was photoshopped. And then there was another one of Trump, and they magnified his own sniff, 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 and said, well, maybe that was a sign he took cocaine. But, there's no supporting evidence. He says he doesn't take drugs. And just because he goes sniff, 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 it might have been something in the environment, or it might have got a little cold. It's like, so be very, very aware that what you watch is real, and use discernment in what is real or not.
You know, I want to say, Trump is a pushy son of a gun. He's really pushy, and to the point of arrogance. It can appear like arrogance. And another point in my life, I would have never said anything positive about that. But when I realize how strong someone has to even make any impact in the controlling forces of our government, I said, maybe he can do it. maybe that personality will do it. And somebody else will say, well, he's going to be a dictator. You know, I'd rather a benevolent dictator than the bunch of, racketeers that are just running our country, okay? And not everyone, but a good portion, you know, of our country and our business is run by racketeers, people compromising their integrity and making agreements with each other. I don't know if this is true for sure. I haven't done enough investigation, but there's a lot of indications that the Trump Foundation was just set up so money could be laundered and that Hillary would give favors to foreign governments. And,
yeah, are you talking about the Trump Foundation or the Clinton Foundation?
The Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation.
Correct.
Yeah, thank you. And then the Trump Foundation, they're pointing out that he did improprieties. Improprieties. Is that the word? Impropriety. You know what I mean. And he probably did. I am sure he did. I'm sure, you know, some of the people complaining that he didn't pay them. He says they didn't do the work correctly. And they say that's not true. Well, that may be true. Maybe he was screwing them. And, you know, I've seen in business sometimes people who are trying to stay in business make horrible compromises in their integrity to keep their cash flow straight. And he may have done all that. And I would, in another time in my life, totally say, I don't want anyone that's capable of doing that. But when I look at what Hillary has done and the documentation of what she's done, it is like way more risky to have Hillary as president than Trump. And, you know, I think, I may be wrong. You know, I'm not predicting the future. Trump could be the worst president in history. But I do have a feeling that he has an idea of negotiation. And that if he sits down with somebody like Putin, he knows that he can't just win at Putin's loss. Everyone to be a successful negotiator, you have to make everybody win. And, you know, you have to take in the considerations of what the other person wants and what they're afraid of. You know, if somebody's trying to negotiate from the point of view of I win, you lose, that's not a good negotiator, because the person that loses is going to try to get back at you one way or another, right? I remember I used to watch contractors bidding for jobs, and the guy that bid lowest would get the job oftentimes, but he bid so low that he didn't have enough money to make enough money to do it right, and he would screw it up, and he'd have a bad attitude. And, you know, it's not, you know, getting the best price and winning the best price is not the same as winning the job. And if one is operating under the law of one, everyone has to win. You have to win. You have to take care of yourself. But the people around you have to win. Or otherwise, it's just going to be them waiting their moment to get back at you, okay? And they will, okay? It's just the way karma works. So, all right, no more talk about this. One day I'll let everybody voice their opinions. And if anyone is really passionate about Hillary, this is not from our sources. This is not about the Elohim. This is because I personally have come to those conclusions. So don't discredit our work or distance yourself from our work because of what I'm saying. They wouldn't say this even if they thought it. Because it's more important that we give people the keys for self-empowerment. And, you know, me talking about this is partially me being self-empowered, you know, not just being the Elohim's, how would I say it?
Advocate.
Advocate, which I am. But I'm here, too. Jerry's here, too. And the more human we are, I've learned this. I didn't know this at first, but the more human we are, the more everybody gets into our higher sources, okay? So let's just get right to it. I'm sorry for taking so long, and I think we'll get to all of our questions really fast. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect Terry and myself. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted into the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is one of our favorite times of the week when we get to touch base and to communicate with our brothers and sisters in the third density. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, then disregard it. Even if somebody asks the same question that you have in your mind, the answer may not be for you. Or we may not possibly be tuned correctly. Sometimes there may be three Suzannes in the same city. And so if something that we say does not resonate with you, disregard it, as it is not for you at this time. There, we do not go through the telephone lines. We go directly to you. Do you have questions?
Yeah. This is from Cleo in Connecticut. And in reading about the near-death experiences of many different people, they seem to fall into two categories, those that go into the tunnel of light and those that don't. Would you ask our sources if it is necessary for the soul to take the path of the tunnel of light, or if one can reach the higher realms without choosing to do so? The reason I'm asking is because I had read that tunnel of light are part of the matrix of the negative to entrap us and recycle our souls. I'm not sure what to believe. Cleo, let me just say a couple of things, because we have asked this in something like this in the past. And what I have learned myself is that I want to point something out. Carla Rucker, originally she was channeling the Ra group, and her husband ended up dying, and she lost the ability. During the time, even with that, she was getting very negatively attacked. It was affecting her health. And what I got is we are constantly creating matrices that reach into higher realms. When we are coming together as a group, which we are doing on these calls, we are creating a matrix, which brings us to the higher realms. When we're by ourselves, many of us don't have the lower chakras balanced, but we have the higher chakras balanced. We've kept our heart open slightly more than half. And it's like we look around for someone to help balance. Well, some people have the lower chakras balanced and look for someone to balance the higher chakras, and some of us have our higher chakras balanced and looking for someone to balance our lower chakras. Well, what I get was Don Elkins was helping, Carla's partner was helping to balance the lower chakras, which were making it easier for her to access the rock group. And perhaps I do that with Terry in the same kind of role. And now when Don died, the higher sources put together a new configuration of two other lower group souls, group energies, that they called Quoth, with Ra at the top, that made a bridge that was filling in the energies that Don Elkins was filling in. This is my take. I never heard Carla say this. But which allowed her to channel and bring in the Ra in a much more gentle way and with much less negative attacks on her part. But most people read her Ra material and don't even look at those other things, although I have, and I think they're wonderful. Well, it was like what they did was they created a bridge of light so that she could get to Ra without needing the intermediary help. But when her husband passed, she needed that. So if you have built a consistent bridge where your lower chakras are balanced, when you die, that bridge will be there, and you don't need a tunnel of light because you can access the higher realms. But if you have not built a bridge from the lower realms to the higher realms in your physical body, that tunnel of light, without going into it, could cause you, you know, to be attacked, to be maneuvered. And are there negative forces that can mislead you? There probably are. And let me turn it over to our sources and let them give their answer. Thanks for letting me say my mind.
Thank you. The tunnel of light has a specific purpose. And when the purpose is needed, when the tunnel of light is needed, then it is brought into play. The specific purpose of the tunnel of light is to help defocus attention on the earth plane and to move that person to the frequencies that will intermesh the person with the higher level to which she is ascending. And wherever the level he reaches as he is ascending is wherever the frequency he is able to go to, he is able to access higher energies. If a person is just working in this plane and has the ability to move his frequencies, and we include her, to the highest realms, then they don't even need the tunnel of light, as they are able to adroitly, cleverly move from one realm to the other. But if they need to help with being refocused from their current life and the problems of their current life, letting them go and letting go of the third density and frequency-wise, having their frequencies intermixed with higher and higher frequencies until they are able to access the heavenly realm, then they are able to achieve this by moving to the tunnel of light. It is a tool that is used if needed, but it is necessary if the person has the ability on their own to move into the higher density.
Thank you. Okay, next question. Rick, I'm going to answer this. He asked about Reiki and the potential of healing. Is it like WD-40 to help the healing along, or can it actually do the heavy duty work such as curing cancer or healing broken veins? What is its limits? Rick, I've asked this question about Reiki and other modalities of healing. And the answer has always been the same. Reiki is a tool. Reiki is like a hammer or a saw. In the hands of whoever's doing it, they are either doing it masterfully and they can bring in higher energies, or they're not. And when you're going to look for a Reiki therapist, you have to look very carefully, because the limitation of the healing is going to have to do with the limitation of the person who's doing the Reiki. In other words, the person who started Reiki, I would assume, have the ability to bring in higher dimensions and higher frequencies. And he was teaching other people to do it. And some people are going to be masterful at it, and some are not. And this is your own decision to look for the person that you, on a personal level, reaches you. Or try it. If it doesn't work, go to another one, okay? And can it actually cure cancer or heal broken bones? Well, if a human can do that, then a Reiki therapist can do it if you find the right person. There's a guy out there that Terry and I have been looking at who is doing some amazing things, and we're investigating him to see, you know, supposedly some guy had a broken neck that was like Christopher Reeve, who became paralyzed, and the guy is now normal because he had a healing from this guy. The problem is he charges a huge amount of money, so I don't want to talk about him. You need $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 probably to get started. Bob Travers, ask your question again. It's too long. I have to synthesize it, okay? Next question is from Deb. Would the Elohim please clarify twin flames and soulmates, since there are so many definitions out in the world that are odds with each other? Deb, we've asked this question before. It is not. It is like, since we're all one, anyone can develop a connection as a soulmate or a twin flame. Some people who have worked together in other lives may be able to access that easier than others. And also, two strangers of high level of consciousness that have learned how to work through their shadow side can move through their shadow and access that. The illusion of the idea of twin flames and soulmates is that there's somebody out there that's your twin flame and your soulmate. And when we've asked this question before, as I recall, the answer is that anybody could be your soulmate, anyone with the right way of connecting with them. There's the potential. And it's not such an exclusive club. It's like, how can you create it? Which is not easy. And of course, the more masterful and evolved you are, the more people around you will adjust themselves or leave, depending on what you're putting out. Okay? And so, let me turn it over to our sources. If they want to correct anything I said, please do.
Thank you. When you look at two individuals, usually they have an interlocking energies. The energy moves towards resolving the issues that an individual is carrying. And if it is interlocking energies where one person meets another and there is this intense attraction, then you look deeper and you see that they have perhaps one side, one of them has one side of an issue and the other one has the other side of an issue, so that they get a chance to express, to work out, to move through some of their karma. Sometimes it is a sign that the person has known a person before and has been working in other lifetimes to work through issues with the person. And now here is another chance. The person may meet somebody that they have been with before and feel comfortable, feel that somebody understands them, and then may feel that this is their twin flame because they have things in common that they agree on that they have worked through in past lives. So there is a familiarity there that can be brought to the surface that is triggered by a past that the individual has shared with the person, and now it is able to move forward from the point that it left off before. So twin flames are that it is a commonality and not necessarily something in agreement, but the commonality of energy, either combined or agreeing or even disagreeing, where the individual gets a chance to learn and to move forward with the twin flame individual.
Thank you. A quick addition to this is, like, relationships are the best way to work out your shadow. And the best relationship is with someone who understands that they have a shadow and that can allow it, both parties can allow their shadows to surface so that it expresses itself and then dissipates itself. Terry and I have done this, and sometimes we can appear to be like in the greatest argument or yelling at each other, and a moment later we just look at each other and smile. And there we go, we're just releasing some more stuff. If somebody was looking, it would look like we were, we couldn't stand each other. But in that moment, we were just venting, and both of us know the process now, that when we allow each other to do that, we don't take it personally, even though it could seem that way quickly. Okay, we got one. Let me see. One more question. Okay, and Don Herman, please ask your question again. You know, sorry I talked so long at the beginning. And when I try to select questions, I try to select questions that are actually people that are going through changes that. The answer to the question is not just intellectual information about something, even though that can be important, but where it directly relates to very important issues that someone is dealing with in their life. So quickly here, the question about the Essenes and the Melchizedeks is a good question, Rich. And the question from Don Herman about humans and apes is good. And I'm leaving those two out, though. And I'm going to ask the question about from Deb Wren. And her question is, I just asked her a question. Excuse me. The question is from Terry LaBarber in Dallas. As powerful spiritual beings alive in a body on planet Earth, are we able to alter our own DNA through our intention? If so, what are some examples of what we can do? And let me give you my quick answer to that, Terry. DNA is affected by the energy fields that you are always impacting your DNA every moment. Because in the answer to some of our previous questions, DNA is instantly responsive to to the energy field that you're in. So what are things that impact your energy field? Coming to our calls, going to music, having great sex, having good friends, meditating. All those things impact your energy field. And it's going to be different. Things work for different people. But the more you can keep yourself in a high energy field, the more your DNA evolves. But eventually, your DNA is going to hold the space where it attracts things of its own level to it. So as you get used to holding a higher space, you'll start attracting more of that. And it's always, the DNA is always seems to be reciprocating with the physical environment and the energy field of that environment all the time. And it's always, if you're making good choices, it's always lifting. And if you're not, it's not. And if you're going through periods of deep depression, you got to figure out how to switch your what you're doing to lift the depression. And oftentimes, I have found that when I was going through deep depressions, it felt very helpless. But then I would do one little thing, like go take a walk, go sit in a coffee shop, go to the park, and I would switch it. So you have to learn, force yourself to discover the things that lift you out of those dark places. Let me turn it over to our sources. We're probably lost VBS. If this answer is important to you, please listen to the replays, and we'll just get this answer now and record it, and we'll move on our way. And some of you saw the email. Please make a donation to Robin. I'm not going to let her fall, and she's been too dedicated to our work. So, and we're donating to her. So, if you value the calls being posted and somebody that donates their time every week to make sure it's done, please give her support. And on that note, let me turn it over to our sources to get the answer on altering our DNA through intention.
Thank you. There is a huge portion of the DNA that is affected by the genetic line, by the social memory complex of the media, of the surrounding city, of the surrounding neighbors, of the surrounding country, the orientations and patterns that are set up within the person's own family, their own city, their own tribe. And the more one can separate out what has been predetermined by this surroundings and surrounding environment and become aware of his, her own development and to dismiss items that do not jive, that do not seem right,